As the military investigates her death, the family of Army Specialist Durkin is trying to grieve and honor her memory. Shannon Mullen has that story.
When Kira Durkin was home on leave a couple weeks ago, she stayed at her older sister Deidre's small house on Boston Harbor. Every room smells like lilies, with flower arrangements on tables, on the floor in the hallway, and more come every day. One of Durkin's army uniforms hangs in the corner of the living room, and Deidre has pictures of her sister everywhere, with a full head of curly, bright red hair at every age.
We want to feel her. It's sad, but it's comforting. Does that make any sense?
Since Durkin's death, her big Irish family has been gathering here. She was the second youngest of 9 children, all born in Ireland. She was 9 years old when her family moved to Massachusetts. They've had to grieve between interviews with reporters and daily meetings with military liaisons. The dining room table is covered with newspaper stories on Durkin's death and the Army's investigation of how it happened. Deidre says Durkin's family ruled out suicide right away.
To know her was to know how full of life she was, you know? And she loved life. She lived it well. She lived it fully.
Deidre says Durkin talked about joining the army long before Afghanistan was so much in the news.
Much and all as I didn't want her to go, I felt she has every right to pursue her dreams, and it's my job to support her. And very, very important for people to know, she really loved being in the army, loved and was so proud to serve her country.
Kira Durkin was gay, but her family says they don't know how open she was about it in her military life. Outside the army, they say she was a devoted sister. Her mother, Angela, remembers Durkin's sense of humor.
She had a very hearty laugh. As I tell everybody, you know, she would laugh so hard that the tears were coming down her cheeks.
Durkin sent allowance money home from Afghanistan for some of her 18 nieces and nephews, as long as they kept their rooms clean. She loved animals, Thai food, going to Boston Red Sox games, and speaking in Gaelic. She planned to go to college when her tour ended in 4 months and wanted to buy a house with her younger brother Pierce.
Talking about what mortgage we would get together and what type of condo, and she was saying, you know, Pierce, I've got to have a huge bathroom. I actually, the aura around the whole goodbye was, I will see you soon. I will see you soon.
Pierce was the last person who heard from Durkin. She left him this phone message on his birthday, just hours before she died.
Hey, bro, it's me. Sorry it's so late getting to you. I just want to call you and say happy birthday. I love you, little brother. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And hopefully I'll get to talk to you soon, okay? I love you. Bye.
Durkin's family says it's been difficult mourning her loss without knowing how or why she died. So this weekend, they'll look for closure in laying this proud soldier and cherished sister to rest. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.